This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 31. Encounters of a Personal Kind. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it's the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.' As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them, assembled together, and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." Have you ever met someone you haven't seen in a long time and can't remember their name? You begin a conversation with them, hoping your memory will kick in before they realize you can't remember. The conversation can be awkward. If you've encountered the person in a place far from home or out of your usual context, it can be even harder to remember. When the two followers of Jesus were walking home to Emmaus, they were not in a place where they'd usually have encountered Jesus. In fact, as they were walking, they were talking about all the events that had happened around Jesus' crucifixion, and they were trying to make sense of it all. Then suddenly Jesus stepped into their conversation, and they were kept from recognizing him. They began to tell him the events of the past few days, and they invited him to dinner as they arrived at home. That's when everything changed. Jesus became the host and broke the bread with them. He brought back to them a memory of what he had said and taught earlier. They had a personal encounter and an aha moment in which they realized they were sitting with Jesus. How often have we begun a conversation only to have Jesus show up? Remember that he shows up in unexpected places. Where have you met him today? Did you recognize him and listen to his words? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, help us to recognize you each day as we walk down the road with you and when we break bread together. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.